The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders, and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor, and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. Response to Adele Riff. You say that overturning Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court overturned women's right to keep control over our own bodies. This is not true. All that has changed is that the laws concerning abortion are moved to the state government level. Why was this necessary? According to our Constitution, this area of law should never have been at a national level. This type of law belongs at the state level, where voters can affect their opinions better when voting for state-level officials. If you check the current Colorado laws, you will find that they are very liberal regarding women and their decisions to abort their babies. It is misinformation like this that inflames people who do not then validate their information and bomb pregnancy centers, like the one in our town. Not only did the building damaged so badly it has to be torn down to be rebuilt, but all of the many donations for babies and pregnant moms were destroyed. Nothing but helpful information and resources to aid a woman who is trying to make the right decision regarding her unborn child was at that location. For Americans who are concerned about their legal rights, does it not make more sense to let the citizens give input by voting for local representation than to have a U.S. Congress force their opinions on all of the citizens of our nation? When you stop to study the facts, it just makes sense that the abortion issue was moved to the state level. So yes, get registered, get educated about the candidates and vote. Thousands of Americans have fought for and many died so that you could have a right to vote. Arlene Mack.